Mr. President, first order of business is... Yes, for hospital fight. Terry Martin.
How's this going?
Representative Martin, would you come forward? Identify yourself, sir, and give whatever testimony you believe to be relevant.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. My name is Representative Terry Martin from East Anchorage. Thank you for the expedient way you have this bill up before your committee. You know, somebody thank Senator Ziegler and his staff for the good job they've done in evaluating this bill. I would like to concur with the suggestion of the senator on the three sections that they had made proposed changes. I think the bill is necessary, and quite by accident, we discovered along with the public defenders agencies, sorry, the public safety agency, that we had no regulation pertaining to accidents and the Transportation Safety Board, and I think this would help expedite the investigation of accidents and make sure that the proper people are investigating them with public impact.
Yeah, I've seen it in this proposed committee substitute.
So I agree with what they had done. They clarified more what we were trying to get at.
Any members have any questions? Thank you.
I would have a comment, Mr. Chair. Not a question for you, Representative. I don't want to appear to be in the position of being opportunistic, which is something I try to avoid religiously. In the course of research, we go for Guy Van Horn as a pilot. It was appalled by some of the things that we found in terms of what was on the books already as far as state aircraft are concerned. The guy took it upon himself to try to pursue the original intent of the bill to make it a better bill. And I want you to know that neither one of us is going to have any ruffled feathers or injured feelings if the chair says, well, the hell we're doing the boat that brought you over. But the guy was concerned enough to try to make it a better bill, and apparently it meets with the approval of the prime sponsor, which was Senator Kevin Mike.
I was going to say that statement for the prime sponsor, but if you want me to record you, then I'll let you out of the room.
The guy is here and ready, willing, and able if anybody wants to hear and tell exactly what he's done and what changes he's recommended and why.
Take your horse. Yes, sir.
So, Mr. Chairman, one other thing, I do agree with him also in conclusion that we do need further evaluation of our air laws that should come under another bill. They really need to be upgraded. But this is a real important step right now to allow the National Transportation Safety Board.
Are you talking about Title II?
Yes, sir. Right.
Mr. Chairman, would you recommend to the committee that we get out a short letter of intent?
I think so.
To that effect?
Right, very much so, because our laws have been so out of date, and I'm lucky, Senator, like you, I'm one of my aides is a pilot. And once he got into this, it just astonished me what was out of date.
What was missing and what was standing dated. Yes, sir.
Senator Joseph Smith.
All this does then is make for reporting situation, correct? There's nothing in here that intrudes on any kind of federal preemption or federal role in air traffic.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, you're right, Senator. What we want to do right now at this moment is to allow the state agencies that have public aircraft to request investigation of that aircraft by the National Transportation Safety Board. This is certainly going to help in workers' comp. We don't know in the past. In most cases that have been researched, we see number one excuse, water in the gas line, water in the gas line, and there's just no verification whatsoever. Was that the two problems?
We had the bill before at Labor Commerce, and I guess what really sort of I kind of don't quite understand is the fact that the Department of Public Safety has supports the bill. However, they have the option of asking themselves at any particular time to report on any accident and investigate it without, all they have to do is call
it is, but they might want, if it was one of their own aircraft, they might just as soon forget it.
Well, if that's the case, we're you know, we're looking at the wrong part of it. Seems to me if they're going to do something like that, there's some other problems wrong.
It's human nature being what it is.
Well, I have a little more confidence in the department than that. And they do.
Did you want to tell us where the aircraft went that they butchered?
I'm merely saying that they're asking for something for us to do that they can do themselves.
Sure.
Well, it's nice that they support something they can already do.
Mr. Chairman, I suppose it's easier for them to tell their employees that we're asking for this investigation to collect the answers from the analyst.
You don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Well, they don't have to investigate their own aircraft. They can open an investigation of other aircraft, whether it's a pistol or whatever department might be in.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's what I'm doing.
Thank you, Mr. Martin.
Thank you. Thank you.
Guy. Identify yourself, sir.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I'm Guy Van Dorn, Administrative Assistant to Senator Ziegler. A little bit of the history of the background of this is normally I go through the Senator's bills before the meetings and I look through this and Senator and I talked over the bill, and there were several places that we thought some changes could be made. And this morning I worked on those changes. I met with, I spoke with Representative Martin staff, Representative Martin, called the FAA, and talked to Legal Services. The major changes in my rough draft, and of course these would have to be submitted for Legislative Affairs for a final version, in the first section, Section A, the original bill and the committee substitute that came out of the House called for a report to be made. Each aircraft accident involving an aircraft operated by the state or municipality shall be reported by the person who caused or authorized the operation of the aircraft to the National Transportation Safety Board. That was a little unclear, although looking at Title 830 of the National Transportation Safety Board regulations, it has language similar to that. And we felt that it would be better if we put in the requirements that are required for civil aircraft. As a civil pilot, if I'm involved in an accident, I am required to report that accident immediately or as soon as practical to the National Transportation Safety Board. The state-operated aircraft has no such requirements. And if I, as the pilot in command, am incapable or deceased, then the person perhaps when I was an air taxi pilot, the head of the air taxi service would have to make that report. So we inserted the language reported by the person in command of the aircraft at the time of the accident or by the person who authorized operation of the aircraft if the pilot in command is physically unable to report the accident. That would be a supervisor in the department of the municipality who authorized the flight. And that was the first change. The second change is in Section C, subsection A. We added person, the time a person boards an aircraft with the intention of flight or taxi until the time the person disembarks. Title 830 requires only that the operation of an aircraft takes place between the time a person boards an aircraft with the intent of flight until the time that person debarks. What we were looking for in this case is suppose you enter the airplane and you're going to taxi from their tie-down area to your gas refueling spot or to the terminal and you're involved in a collision with another aircraft or you ground loop it or you run over somebody or whatever, that still should constitute an accident. So therefore, we're inserting the language that if you get in the airplane for operation, whether it's on the ground or in the air, then that should constitute the operation of an aircraft.
Well, it looks like that. If you board the aircraft with the intention of flight until the time that you get off of it, I would imagine it would take care of your taxing and everything else, would it?
No, sir, because you may not. I'm sorry.
Why not?
Because you may not be intending to fly. You may be going.
You're just going down the ice, see what you're saying.
You may be going to the gas dock, turn around, and go back and park your airplane again.
Okay.
The third change that we made is under Section C, subsection 3, the original language was An aircraft accident means inability of a required flight crew member to perform normal flight duties as a result of injury or illness. What that says to me, if I'm walking out to the plane to start to fly it and I trip and break my leg, I have to report that as an aircraft accident. And I changed the language in that to say the flight crew member to perform normal flight duties while on flight or taxiing as a result of injury or illness. In other words, the injury or illness took place while you were in actual operation of the aircraft. It's a technical thing, however, the way it was originally written, it would require me to report it if I tripped over an airplane chalk, and broke my leg, wasn't able to perform my duties as a flight officer, then I would have to report that as an aircraft accident. And I don't think that's the intention of the bill. And those were the three basic changes in the committee substitute.
Okay. Any questions?
Mr. Chairman, I'm just kind of curious. What is it about Title II, or just briefly, that's so antiquated and needs review?
I may need a little help from Representative Martin's assistant, but to give you the basic breakdown, what happened was when the Civil Aeronautics Board adopted the regulations and rules and regulations and FARs in approximately 1929, I believe it was, one of the things that they did was they did not require aircraft other than civilly owned aircraft to conform to their rules. And what they were doing at that time was basically trying to exempt military aircraft because the military has their own system of doing things. However, an aircraft operated by a municipality or by the state of Alaska does not come under the definition of a civil aircraft under the federal aviation regulations.
Today,
right. It's gone all the way through. As a result of that, and there's another packet included in there, which is what upset me so much, is technically, if you're operating an aircraft for the state of Alaska or for a municipality of the state of Alaska, you are not even required to have a flying license. You don't even have to have a pilot's license. You are allowed to fly while intoxicated. You are not required to have your airplane inspected. There's a whole list of things back here that you're not required to do because it is not in the category of a civilly owned aircraft. It's a publicly owned aircraft. And this is why we had recommended that Title II should definitely be looked at and bring it up to date, because if you go through this list in the back, there's some 25 things that the Board of Transportation Safety told us about that are not required, that are required by the civil pilots. And we're not required to do them here if it's a state-owned aircraft.
I see. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Thank you, Harry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Paula, do you have this put in the receiver in the bag on Friday?
Carol B. Eastcott, General, for appointment to the Violent Crimes Compensation Board.
Thank you, Senator.
Do it in an entirely non-discriminatory manner.
KKK in his chest and see if he likes it.
Go pretty bills in the yard.
Okay, we'll call.
Burn some committee bills in the yard.
We have some referrals here, Thomas. One or two of them. Not of any consequence. Authorizing participation by magistrates in the judicial retirement system. Well, I might as well take that as one. relating to minors charged with felonies and amending the child's proceedings waiver provisions. Fritz, did you do the work on that last night?
I believe I did.
Why don't you take that to give us? Relating to venue of actions in Superior Court and the number of Superior and District Court judges.
What number are you talking about?
571. House Bill 571. Joe. We don't have anything. And 588, providing for the awards of costs and attorney fees to purchasers who prevail in certain states and administrative proceedings. I suppose that we'll find somebody to look at that. You want to look at that, Mr. Ziegler, do you want to look at that?
I see, I got a, Mr. Chairman,
yes,
I received a POM today. I think you're digging up the cemetery bill again.
Oh, ho.
Did you get one?
I did.
Did you get one?
I got one. Need a pall bearer for that? Other than that, gentlemen, I guess there's not anything more to say. I've done yourself again.
Adios.
Adios. That's about as good as harassment.